The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Let me deal with something extremely important as briefly as possible. It's extremely important, but I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on it because you and I have talked about it before. Hey, this is Bob Burney Live. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Let's talk Electoral College just for a few moments. And here's the reason why. The popular vote movement is gaining steam here in America. And if, listen carefully, if it is successful, it will be the end of our form of government that we have enjoyed for more than 240 years. I know that's a bold statement, but I believe it's true. It will be the end of the United States as we know it. And somewhere between 14 to 17 states have already passed laws that abandon the Electoral College in their state. In other words, their Electoral College votes will go to whoever wins the popular vote in the country. So from a very, 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 very technical standpoint, the Electoral College would exist, but it would be meaningless. All of the electors from those states would automatically go not to the candidate for which the people of that state voted for. Let's say we're talking about, South Dakota. And South Dakota votes overwhelmingly for the Democratic candidate. Overwhelmingly. I mean, it's a landslide in South Dakota. It's not even close. All right? However, the popular vote goes slightly, I mean, it's really, really close, razor thin, but slightly goes to the Republican candidate. Then the will of the people in South Dakota would mean nothing. Even though it's a landslide, all of the electoral votes would go towards the Republican candidate. Now, that's purely hypothetical, but it's very possible. Right now, most of the states that have voted to do away with the Electoral College within their states are predominantly Democratic states. And there is one reason for it. One reason and one reason alone. Hillary Clinton didn't win the election. That's it. Do you remember after one of the debates, the liberals were going, Donald Trump, if he loses the election, will not concede. He won't concede. He won't concede. He won't concede. Uh-huh. Remember that? Well, Hillary Clinton continues to go on the lecture circuit. The election was stolen from me. And Democrats cannot get over that Hillary didn't win the election. Even though she ran a horrible campaign, she had that whole email thing hanging around her neck, which, by the way, most reasonable people believe she should have been prosecuted, and there is the possibility she still might be prosecuted for that whole email mess scandal. That is the only reason Well, these people say, we got to get rid of the Electoral College because we didn't get our way in the last election. And because we didn't get our way, we're going to change the rules so that we can win next time. All right, now why is this so incredibly important? It is the foundation for a republic form of government. We do not have a democracy. Can I repeat that again? We do not have a democracy. Can I repeat it one more time? We do not have a democracy. Never have, and I hope we never will. We have a representative republic. And a representative republic is absolutely dependent upon the Electoral College. If we do away with the Electoral College, we no longer have a representative republic. It's gone. It's done away with. It's absolved. It's destroyed. The very form of government that we have will no longer exist in practical terms if these liberal left-wing activists are successful in getting a popular vote to elect the president. Again, the Electoral College is essential for a representative republic. That's number one. Number two, this is the most obvious and yet most of the liberal left does not understand this. What is our nation? It's America. That's not the technical name. What is the technical name of our country? Let me see. Pull out a dollar bill, or pull out a $100 bill, or pull out a coin of any denomination. The United States of America. Right? Our country is called the USA. USA, USA, US. What does that stand for? The United States of America, which indicates that the federal government should have very little power and most power should be given to the individual state because we are a conglomeration of states united together with a single constitution. But we are the United States of America. If we do away with the Electoral College, the states will be meaningless. The states will have no power, no authority, no say in our elections whatsoever. None. The impact of individual states in the election to the President of the United States will be totally nullified, zeroed out, destroyed, gone, over. So, if we go to the popular vote, we are no longer the United States of America when it comes to one of the most important things we do as Americans, and that is elect our government. We do away with the Electoral College. We kiss goodbye the United States of America because the individual states within the United States of America will be meaningless. Now, that's why I wanted to spend just one segment. After this break, I'm going to go on to other things. But I wanted to spend one segment today just to remind all of us how important it is that we resist this movement to the popular vote. It literally destroys our republic form of government. It destroys the entire concept of the United States of America. Does anybody really want that? Just because you didn't win the last election? It's insane. Absolutely insane.
talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, I wish I wasn't reporting this. I'm serious. I wish I was not going to tell you about this, but I need to. Particularly those of you with young children. You got to understand this. There is an agenda to normalize the abnormal with America's children and young people. It's a concerted effort. It's not by accident. It is planned. But it is a real, genuine effort to brainwash your children and to normalize the abnormal. We've seen this with libraries, the drag queen story hours that are popping up at libraries all over America to normalize men who like to dress up like women. What is normal about that? I mean, I'm serious. Who in their right mind believes that that is normal? It's not normal. And yet the libraries want us to believe that that's normal. We have the Arthur series on PBS, a same-sex wedding, celebrated by the kids. They were upset. The kids were upset because they thought that their teacher was marrying a woman. They didn't like her, and they were upset. But when they found out that he was actually marrying another man, they loved it. They thought it was great. Brainwashing, programming. Normalizing the abnormal with your children, and now we have this, My Little Pony. Are you serious? Here's the headline. And by the way, this is not from some crazy right-wing conservative Christian publication, a bunch of homophobes and bigots. This is from People Magazine. Yeah, People Magazine. Headline, My Little Pony introduces its first lesbian characters with same-sex couple-making cartoon debut. Subtitle, big letters, Love Wins. Just People Magazine. They're celebrating this. This is great. This is wonderful because, again, the subtitle, Love Wins. You can tell that the people are just ebullient. Another same-sex cartoon couple is coming to our screens in the upcoming episode of My Little Pony. Friendship is magic. The episode titled The Last Crusade introduces Aunt Holiday and Auntie Lofty, a lesbian couple who take care of the character Scootaloo. It's already aired in Europe, but will air in the United States this Saturday on Discovery Family. Co-showrunner Nicole Dubeck said, I think it's fantastic that we can show that what truly defines a family is love. That, to me, is the core of My Little Pony. All right. Just a moment for an editorial comment. You and I have discussed this over and over and over and over again. This whole thing that it doesn't make any difference who you love is so bogus. What if it's a brother and sister? What if it's a sister and a sister? What if it's a mother and a son? What if it's a father and a daughter? But they really love each other. If love is the only thing that matters, then that would be fine. Writer and producer Michael Vogel said, Nicole and I thought this was a great opportunity to organically introduce an LGBTQ couple in the series, and we asked Hasbro, and they approved it. With co-showrunner Josh Haber and Nicole running the final season together, it was something we all wanted to do. Bring out this couple into the final season and make them officially a part of the My Little Pony world. Quote, My Little Pony has always been about friendship, and accepting people or ponies that are different to you. So it just felt like something important that we needed to do. Again, People Magazine is celebrating this. Isn't this wonderful? Isn't this great? Even My Little Pony has been taken over by the gay mafia. Now, why do I say that? Why do I say the gay mafia? Because if you say anything negative about this, well, it's obvious that you're a homophobe. It's obvious that you're a hater. No, I'm not a hater. I just don't think it's normal, and I don't think this is for children. Well, that's because you're a bigot. No, I'm not a bigot. I just don't think that children should be confronted with this, particularly these issues of sexuality should be dealt with by parents. This is a parent's world. They should be dealing. Well, that's just because you don't understand. And obviously, you are regressive. What are you? Some kind of religious fanatic? That's it, isn't it? You're a religious fanatic. Admit it. If you oppose this, if you speak out against this in any way, shape, or form, you are automatically called a hater. But parents, I just want you to know more than ever before, parents have always, it's always been important for parents to know what their kids are watching. It's never been right to sit your kids in front of a TV and turn the TV on and let them watch cartoons all day. That's never been right. It's never been appropriate. Never. But it is even more inappropriate now because even the cartoons are filled with a radical left-leaning social agenda. And folks, please do not allow our culture to silence you. Be kind, be gracious. Don't fit the mold of the hate monger. Screaming, yelling, shouting, calling people names. No. Don't do that. Don't fit the stereotype that the left is trying to characterize all of us who simply believe in normal, traditional morality. You don't even have to bring the Bible into this. So don't fit the stereotype, but do not be silent. Do not be silent. I think on issues like this, we're still in the majority. But if we don't speak up, we won't be for long. My Little Pony. Yeah, like I said, I wish I didn't have to bring that kind of nonsense, insanity to you. But I do. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.